I'm in a leafy womb in my backyard. God's beauty, love, and intellect come sit with me in cups. How can he walk away so grandly now when I get up? I look on my enemy's house, and he can't hide its beauty from me. How can he be my enemy when he clears my eyes to see? The hero of this story is the stalk of darkling death, for he gives battle to the happy, hurting thing we have. A brief span here of breath. Flies and sits a sparrow on my neglected walk. A pellet would free me of him. What monsters so us stalk? King's son, you shine through thunderhead and overcast, veranda and curtain door, to make my polished brass turn gold. Gone, gone, snow, snow, blow, snow, blow. Stand upon a coastal stone, look now out to sea. Only I and everyone die here today with me. Now turn it off, if you will. I have a lot more, or several more, there at the printers. They were on odd pieces of paper. There are some that are more recently written that I do have here. This is one of them. Amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now who will marry each wanton westward wind when comes the crier to our door to sing and sing and sing again against the westward wind? Cry to find again the rested morning when the wet green makes the sound of red birds' calls. The pink flesh of now, to be, to die, to live, to live, to live again in the sparkle of new pale green. So now it is as it ever was, and never was, and never will again, and again, and no again, will be, can be, will be, will be, hallelujah, will be, must be, will be again, 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 again. Hallelujah. Will be again, pink, green, fresh flesh, bird song, again, 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 again. Amen. Mother, write it for me on the sultry air, that life is life and death is a flouted fantasy to find fright for fun, 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 fun in fright in death, in the hurt to scare to fright, to find fathomless fear for fun, for consoling, for fun, mother. Mother, mother. These last two are not really put together, but I find them on the scrap and they're not as of record that I'd like to have here, I guess. Think I would. When I give up life tonight, it's not for tiring with it. It's for loving it, bursting with it, and lacking the capacity for it. Life. Bless it. And this is more like prose, I guess, and it ought to be put together, but anyway. When a man dies, he should be celebrated, not mourned. Life has a meaning of sorts, the least life, a gathering of friends at a wake or for a drink after the service, of friends to celebrate whatever he was, to celebrate his life for whatever its value. Mourning is a leaden dishonor, ignoring the lilt, gift, and guts of a life that made it through in a manner, from a point in time to a point in time. A gathering of friends, if they be, when a man dies, he should be celebrated. It's the least for an hour a life is worth. We're swimming in a sea of good. As we receive good, we receive it without cost. As we pass it on without price. This is the nature of good. I wonder if being very old is like being in combat. Is every minute blinding in its beauty, or is it gray in heaven, gray and heavy, leaden? Each of us is a river, which according to its source languishes or rushes in furor between its banks inexorably. To the sea. Death, come to me lovingly, caressingly. Free me in tenderness, understandingly. Give me my relief, my consolation, and should it please you, my immortality. In those sensing pinks, I find you. My sensing pinks, my spirit, seek you in yours. Do we carry into our years only the caustic ashes of the driving fires of our innocent youth? That's about it.